Welcome to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. I'm your host, Dana Hager, Education Outreach Coordinator at the Bismarck Cancer Center. In this podcast, we'll share stories of hope, help, and healing, and learn more about the people and technology behind the scenes at the Bismarck Cancer Center. Today's guest is Lauren Balkowicz, a member of the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation Advisory Board. Welcome, Lauren.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, first, tell me a little bit about how long you've been a part of BCC. You're on the advisory board. Do you know how long or can you remember how long you've been a part of this?
Yeah, so the Volkowicz Open, which started with you guys, was 10 years old last year. So you guys came to us on after the first year. So it'd been 10 years coming up this June or last month. So it's been 10 years.
10 years. And you said the Volkowicz Open.
Yeah, that's kind of what brought us together with you guys.
Okay.
So Amy approached us, well, and Ken approached us back in the day 10 years ago. And wanted us to bring the event to the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation.
And the Volkowicz Open is a golf scramble.
Yeah,
right?
It's a four-person golf scramble fundraiser that we just, me and my buddy Ryan Volk, started over a drink of beers. And we decided we wanted to do something. I lost my sister-in-law to breast cancer. And we were sitting around. We love golf. It was our passion. We're like, we got to be able to convert this into something that, you know, we love and can do something for her memory. And we did it. The first year was very successful, and then the second year they came and approached us and like, hey, you guys got to do it for the Cancer Center. And we were like, yeah, let's rock and roll.
Well, and you were pretty 10 years ago, pretty young, and to have a thought of
I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Well, and to be thinking about giving back to an organization, that's kind of a rare thing for young kids, too.
It was easy. Missy went through treatment at the Bismarck Cancer Center.
Now, is your sister-in-law?
Yeah, so I remember talking to her about it, and I mean, she went to Duke, she went to North Carolina, she went to Texas, she went to Minneapolis, and she always came back to the Bismarck Cancer Center being like her best experience. So it was pretty easy when you guys approached us to do it for that. And I was like, you know, this is after she passed, and it's just a way of keeping her memory around.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to honor her, and probably for you too, to be able to have this time with her every year to think about.
Yeah, it's nice to hear her name and see her picture again, because 10 years is a long time. People kind of forget. Not forget, shouldn't say that word, but you know what I mean? It just, we're busy and stuff moves on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to just kind of, okay, every year my boys, some of them never met her. So they get to, I pull out the pictures and I'm like, what are you doing this for? And I get to explain to them, you know what I mean? And hopefully they pick up the torch. Hopefully you guys are working with them or your kids are working with them.
So your connection to the Cancer Center has become a family thing.
Yeah, it really has. And that's why I love it. Like, and that's why we're doing, you know, we're moving to the next step with you guys too. It's just, yeah, it is family. We've been around for 10 years with you guys, and it's just been amazing. And I just, it's, a lot of people use the word, but it's just a, you know, passion and just something that I'm really, it gets me up in the morning. It really does.
That's
like work. I have a mortgage just like everyone else. I got kids, bills, and everything else, but I can give back, and it just makes it all worthwhile.
So you put on a fundraiser, and then the Cancer Center says, well, now we need you on the board. So we can put you to more work. Is that how that went?
Yeah, that was interesting because I was, like I said, young and it was intimidating and I've never been on a board before. I mean, I didn't even know what a board really did, to be honest with you. And I don't know if they wanted young blood or they just felt, you know what I mean? They just needed some kind of infusion.
He's fun. Let's bring him in.
Yeah. And it's been a good learning experience. Like I got some connections. You get connected with certain people and you get to see how other people, you know what I mean? You get to hone your skill. I didn't have any skill at the time. It was just give me money and we'll give it to, you know, this cause.
So as a foundation advisory board member, what type of things are you doing for the, I know you said the golf tournament, you're doing that, but what other types of things are you doing?
Well, as much as I possibly can for you guys, you know what I mean? The one thing, Give Five to Cancer, my company, we donate 5% of our proceeds to you guys, your guys' foundation. And that's not really the big thing. I think anyone can cut a check. Some people can, obviously, but I don't think that's the huge impact that we have. I think just the awareness, showing up to the events. I love showing up to the events. I've been with you at the events, setting up. That's where I get my enjoyment out of it. I get to see, like, okay, how does this work? How are we impacting people? These people are coming together, and it's like a team thing. And once again, you go back to the family thing.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're lugging boxes up and down the steps, like, you know, and setting up. Yeah, it's a, you know, but
fundraising events aren't glamorous. I can't believe that.
No, right? But it's fun because, like I said, at the end of the day, you kind of, you know, and it took me a while to realize where it goes. You know what I mean? Right away, you're okay, it's money. And then you start seeing an impact when you walk into the cancer center, or, you know, when the things we offer has grown so much in the 10 years, you know, all the side services that we give to our patients. And it's just like, without what we do, you can't have it. So let's do it.
Awesome. So side services, some of those wraparound services, transportation, lodging, gas cards, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just everyone takes for granted, oh, you can pay to get here, you can pay to live. Not everyone has that ability.
Absolutely.
You know I mean, some people are blessed to and some people aren't. We need to help people that aren't. They're already getting their butts kicked in with, you know, dealing with cancer, more or less have to worry about if they have a place to stay or gas.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just what you got to do. And it's been great. I mean, honestly, just the friendships and just the people that you've met along the way and the things you've learned, like, you know what I mean? I didn't know where the cancer center was when they approached me.
The location of it.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had one. And I had a sister-in-law that passed away from it, and I still really didn't know anything about it. And I felt that that was a problem. You know what I mean? I don't feel like you should learn about the foundation or something that you have amazing in the town only when you're sick.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be that way. Like, people should know about us before.
Good.
So.
Well, I'm going to circle back. You had just mentioned earlier briefly about Give 5 to Cancer, and that is your business. Mm-hmm. And tell me just a little bit about how that's set up and kind of the idea behind the Give 5. It's a pink hand. If you're around town, it's a big pink hand. That's your logo. So I'm sure a lot of people see that. But
yeah, I ran a family business before Give 5 to Cancer. We're an online company. And it was great. You work with family. It was time for a change. And I work. And once again, I'll go back to everyone works for money. But at the same time, I wanted to kind of mean more and have a meaning behind what we were doing and be able to give back. So I was like, I got to do something different. I want to start a company. And from there, it just kind of grew. I was like, everything we sell, we want to give something back. If it's not a donation on the 5%, if it's not returns we get back or being able to sponsor events or whatever, I just want a company that is actually actively involved day to day in a foundation such as the Bismarck Cancer Center. And it just made work easy. And I found people that I could hire, and everyone I ever applied for a job with me, they always had a story, you know, like, oh, my mom or my sister or whatever. And you can get people that are passionate about it. And, you know, when you get those people, it's a special connection. They work harder. They love their job. Yeah, we got to come in. We all got to do our 9 to 5, but or 8 to 5. But it's easier when they know that we're giving back and doing something. So
this really is a calling for you. Everything from, I want to say, your social life, because you're at events helping, to your board work that you do, your volunteer work, to your business, like your whole life.
Yeah, it's changed my life. And it's sad that she had to pass away to do that, but perspective, I guess, would be the word for it. Like, I was young and wanted, you know what I mean, certain things that a young kid wants, you know, house, car. And it really don't mean nothing if you get that phone call tomorrow, hey, you know what I mean, you're going to have to come in for, it just doesn't, it's irrelevant. So, yeah, it just put perspective on certain things. And it just makes every day is a gift, and it's cheesy. I try not to be cheesy about it, but it's true. Like, you know what I mean? It's just wake up and shut up, because a lot of people have it worse.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I'm busy, or I got this going on, or I got a headache, or the kid. You know how it is, the daily stuff. It's just like you got to just.
We all talk about it every day. Everyone's busy, and it's crazy, but you have this amazing perspective.
Walk into the cancer center. That's what I tell my friends and people that have asked me these same exact questions. I was like, just walk in there, and your day will get better. For sure. And it's not that you want to look at someone else suffering, but like I said, you could be in their shoes. And I'm not in their shoes, but I can do something to help their journey and their steps in that building be, you know, better than what it would be without us being there. So
wonderful. And as you know, all the money you raise and all the money you donate, it goes directly to the patients. So you really are making a difference in the lives of so, so many people.
And that's why we do it, because you guys kick butt. You just do. I don't think people realize it. And every time I do one of these things with you guys, or I get to stand up and Sarah's got to tell me to stop talking. Like, I could talk all day with, it's the only reason, or one of the big reasons I should say, is that I'm still here, is because of the people there. I have never met one that I, you know, didn't truly feel was there for the right reasons. Like, I don't know what you guys got in the water over there, but the staff, including yourself and Sarah and Nate, I mean, they're awe-inspiring people. To do what you guys do, it's easy for me to come and help out. I mean, I don't even think about it.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And yeah. I know the staff, you hear a lot about the staff at the cancer center, but kind of like you, I think everybody's there for the right reasons. It's they not are. About them. It's about the patients and helping the patients. And that's really what kind of makes this whole thing work so yes. well, right?
Yep.
So you talked about events just a little bit here. I just need to know, in the Cancer Center has a few events that we put on for ourselves, but a whole host of events that people like yourself put on for us. And I see you at them often. Yeah. So tell me, what is your favorite event? And
the Volco, which would probably be near and dear because it's mine. But besides that, the Boxer event's fun, and so is the Bra event. I feel like Brad at Bucks does an amazing job, and it's just a blast. Like, it puts a positive spin on stuff. People come out and they, you know what I mean? They're going through hard times. They got someone fighting it or someone that's passed, and it's still, everyone can just get together and celebrate their lives or, you know, their battle right now. And it's just, that's probably my favorite. The Boxer one is more of just, you know what, if I can embarrass myself for a good cause, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? I haven't done it in a couple of years, but that was me just saying, you know, it doesn't really matter. Just have a good time and who cares? And it's for a good cause. Yeah, and it's just kind of makes you get outside your own little shell and do something you normally wouldn't do. But if that's the what I got to deal with, big deal.
Good.
You know, and it's fun, and you guys make it fun. More for the wives, but it's still fun to help set up and watch all the guys get nervous.
Well, I think that you're in it for the right reasons, and we appreciate everything that you do for us at the Bismarck Cancer Center, from volunteering for events to giving back through your personal business to every little thing that you do in between. We appreciate you, Lauren, and everything you do for us.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Means a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. Subscribe to hear new episodes anywhere podcasts are found, and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or bismarckcancercenter.com. We'll talk again next time on the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast.